Hey, colleagues, welcome back to The Office. It's Steve. Welcome to episode 28 of the CPA Today podcast. This is All About Acrobat Part 1. Today's class is going to be looking at this incredible digital document tool, Adobe Acrobat, and all the incredible things that you can do with it. Acrobat has been the standard with respect to creating, modifying, and editing PDFs pretty much since the inception. Adobe has essentially created this incredible format, PDF, portable document format, and in my opinion, the best tool that goes along with utilizing them, editing them, creating them, and working with them. This tool, in my opinion, is an indispensable part of anybody's digital toolkit in terms of working with digital documents. If you're a financial professional or really kind of any office worker, you are coming in contact with PDFs pretty much every single day. As such, you need to know how to work with these things, and you could probably be leveraging a lot of additional capabilities by just using the Acrobat program well. So in this series, we are going to be diving deep into Acrobat, understanding essentially all the major functionalities and components of it, not only just how to use them, but how to use them well. We're going to talk about some of the modern versions of Acrobat, specifically the DC or the Document Cloud version. DC is a relatively new product offering from Adobe. It's been around for the last couple of years or so, and it's their continuous in upgrade, continuous improvement product. It's going to be here for a long time, and they're always adding new features and capabilities, as well as a whole suite of cloud services. So we're going to talk a lot about what DC is and why you should be considering it for your office. Now, we are going to be diving into each function one by one. We're going to start today with just kind of an overview of the application, talking about some different licensing options, giving a tour of the actual application of how it works. But really what I'm excited about looking at this into the future is all the individual really cool functions from editing PDFs, combining PDFs, making signable forms, creating e-signatures, all the other stuff that might be needed. So we're going to look at all those individual features, including things like editing and marking them up. We'll talk about the different collaboration techniques and tools that are present inside the application itself and how to use them. And then also how you can actually leverage this functionality while you're out and about too. The Adobe Suite comes with a wonderful mobile app that is available for both iOS and Android. I'm going to talk about what it is and why you might want to use it when you are out and about town and you need to take a scan of something or read something or review something or comment on something. Okay, well, we're going to dive right into the material, but before we do, I do want to remind you that today's podcast is eligible for CPE credit. It is super simple. Head on over to cpetoday.com and use course code AAA1. That's Alpha, Alpha, Alpha 1, All About Acrobat 1. Take a short 5-question quiz and you will earn a credit for today's podcast. It's super simple. It's efficient. It's a great way on staying on top of your credits. It's incredible how quickly your renewal might come up, whether you're a CPA, a certified financial planner, an enrolled agent, or something else. You always need credits to keep on top of your game and to maintain your license. So this is a great way that you can maintain your license doing something you're probably already doing, which is listening to podcasts. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get straight into it for today. And let's go ahead and have a quick discussion with respect on some of the major different versions and variations of this application. So Adobe Acrobat has been around at this point at least 30 years. It's one of the longest standing business productivity applications out there. I would say it's been around as long as the Office Suite in a lot of ways. And it's gone through a lot of variations and changes, but Acrobat is one of those applications that has been continuously been adding new features and functions. And there's a couple of different things that you should know. Okay, there's the document standard, which is PDF, portable document format, PDF. Now that is an ISO standard for digital paper. Okay, so when we talk about digitizing paper, when we talk about taking something that is, you know, physical, you know, something that we actually have and something that we actually can print out and hold, okay, and we make it digital, that is a PDF, and that is the intention of a PDF. The intention is that we create a digital representation of that piece of paper. And so when we look at the standards in terms of how documents are created, what PDF is trying to emulate is this. It is essentially trying to create that digital version that you could use to be able to print out. As such, there are a lot of standards with how PDFs are created. You know, things like letters or page size or margins or fonts or things of this nature are all really important because PDF wants to maintain interoperability with printers. So that when you print something, you ultimately would get a physical representation of whatever that digital format might be. Now, PDFs can be used and often are used in many different applications besides Acrobat. They could be opened up, for example, in Chrome or Firefox or Edge or any other wealth of other applications on a variety of different systems. I would say, you know, pretty much 100% compatibility in the last 20 years or so with PDFs. I mean, it's one of those documents format types that I just don't expect any issues with respect to being able to open. And I would expect whether it be the Microsoft Office suite, my internet browser, my mobile phone or Linux machine or something else to be able to handle it. So that's the document. Now the document itself is separate from the application. Okay. So a lot of different things can produce PDFs besides Acrobat. You can, for example, natively create a PDF just inside of the Microsoft suite. You can choose to go to File, Save As, and then just choose a PDF and output it that way. Likewise, in almost every other desktop application, you could choose to create a PDF from whatever report you're working with. However, you could also create PDFs in a wide variety of other applications too that are not made by Adobe. There are a suite of open source, freely available applications that will create what's called a PDF printer on your computer. And you can just print PDFs directly from that printer, just like you would print to your, you know, LaserJet or your inkjet computer printer in your home or your office. You could do the same thing with the Adobe printers, and it will just create a file that you can save. In fact, you can do it natively right inside of Chrome and Firefox. Pretty simple. Now, as great as all these other applications are, honestly, they don't hold anything in comparison to Acrobat. Acrobat has been around the longest. It is the granddaddy of them all when it comes to actual applications. And if you are a serious document user, then having a good understanding of this application and its features and capabilities, in my opinion, is indispensable because a lot of these applications can create PDFs. A lot of these applications can, for example, combine PDFs, but very few of them bring the other tools and features that Acrobat would bring, like being able to edit PDFs or being able to mark up PDFs in a meaningful way or electronic signatures on PDFs or filling out and creating forms in PDFs. Now, in the mainstream Acrobat world, there are three versions of Adobe Acrobat that we should be familiar with. There is the Reader version, there is the Standard version, and then there is the Pro version. Okay? Now, the free version, the version that pretty much ships when every computer that's available to anybody who chooses to download it, is Adobe Reader. This is great if you're just going to consume digital documents. So if you're a person that is essentially just reading documents, maybe providing some review, some notes, some highlights, maybe providing some strike throughs, some general comments, sticky notes, Reader is the version from you. It is 100% free and you never have to pay for it. It's always been a free application, always will be a free application. And it's intended again for just people who are consuming information. That's not what this series is going to focus on. This series is going to focus on the Standard and Pro versions, which are for creating, editing, and managing documents. Now on the high end, we have the Pro, and that's a version that I tend to use because it's got all the bells and whistles. It's got all the features and functions that I would come to expect with respect to working with PDFs, advanced features and functions like PDF standards, as well as redaction and security and embedding of media. I could do that inside that Pro version. Now, if you want to dial it back just a little bit, well, that's when the Standard version, and for a substantial proportion of you, our average business consumer, our average business user, the Standard version is going to be more than enough. And it's a great option for creating simple, limited documents, combining documents and doing other stuff with it. Now, We're going to focus on, again, that Standard and Pro, but I wanted to make you available of these three versions. Now, let's dive into taking a look at, for example, what each of these versions can do. So the Reader comes in the form of just a freely available, downloadable application from Adobe, and it might have even come on your computer right from the get-go. But if you don't have it, you can go to adobe.com and you can download it from there. Now, it is limited to just consumption, so it's a reader tool. It can do some limited editing. For example, it can do annotations that allows you, for example, to open up a document, and you can add some things like a sticky note. You know, so let's say somebody in your office sends you a document. They'd like your thoughts and feedback and review essentially about that document itself. Well, you can mark it up with sticky notes, one of my personal favorite ways of editing. You know, I live and breathe. Well, you can't actually see that in here. I live and breathe by sticky notes on my day-to-day life because I find it's a great way to be organized. Well, with sticky notes digitally, you can pop little sticky notes around your different document. You can provide feedback on specific portions of that document. It's a great way of being able to provide simple feedback. Now, you can also do things like adding text to a page. You can fill out forms on that particular page. You can highlight, you can underline, you can also strike through different text as well. So you do get some ability to be able to do some editing on the actual document, but it's really limited, and it's going to also require that document to have been created either through a different application or sent to you in another way. Now, the Standard version does have pretty robust capabilities. It is useful, for example, for creating PDF documents. You can convert existing files into PDFs using this particular tool. That's one of my favorite things about Adobe Acrobat. You can drop virtually any file type into it, and it can open it up and convert it into a PDF for you. And I'll show you how to do that in depth with a variety of different file types, whether it be images or Adobe other Adobe applications or Word or Excel files. You can just drop them into Acrobat and it'll open them up directly. You can also combine multiple files together, and it also features the Microsoft Office integration, which we're going to take a look at here in a little bit. Now, the Standard version is good for those who need basic to intermediate PDF functionality, which again is probably a vast majority of you. A lot of accountants, financial professionals, people who tend to focus on specific tasks, you know, that are just creating, editing, and modifying documents, this would be good. And it's a good choice, you know, for those who need to create documents for other people too. You know, if you're, for example, in an administrative support capacity, this is going to be the solution that you're probably going to want to have. People will send you the different documents, the contracts, the agreements, the project files, and you'll create those PDFs for them. And the DC portion of this, document cloud portion, will make your life a lot easier because it facilitates, for example, the collaboration and communication and cross-functional work so much easier and more effective compared to prior versions of this application. Now, the premium version of this is the Pro version, Adobe Acrobat Pro DC. Now, the Pro DC version obtains all the functionality I've already talked about, both in Reader and in Standard, but it adds additional advanced features that are going to be useful for power users. For example, it supports compliance. So if you're dealing with PDF-A, PDF-X standards for printing, you're going to need the Pro version. You can also create PDFs that support accessibility features and functions. So if you're dealing with stuff like 508 compliance, ADA compliance, and you need to, for example, ensure that this document meets the strict standards for things like a screen reader, the Pro version is going to be for you. It also brings a killer iPad app and a killer iPhone app that has additional features and functions compared to the free versions. It gives you the ability to embed different types of media besides text. You can add audio, you can add video, you can add other objects to PDFs, which is pretty nifty as well. You can do indexing in your PDFs to help speed them up. You can use the redaction feature and function for this as well. You can compare two documents. So if you've got contract that you sent, contract you received, and you want to make sure that they're the same document before you sign, you can do that. And the DC version also features the e-signature services and the form functionality. In my opinion, that is the major distinguishing characteristic of this. I deal a lot in contracts and agreements in my company. I'm the guy who puts all that stuff together. Well, Adobe is an indispensable tool for me because I'll write a contract in Word or an agreement or an engagement letter or whatever it ends up having to be. And then from Word, I can, for example, send that out directly for review and signature by whomever I would like it. And Acrobat facilitates that entire process in terms of creating it into a PDF, sending it off, and collecting the signatures. And it is a really, really, really cool tool. Now, the pricing for this might change depending on when you happen to be watching this video, but these are the current versions. And what I will point out is that in terms of acquiring the software, there are two different ways that you can get it. You can buy it or you can subscribe to it. And I'm going to recommend that you subscribe to it, and I'll tell you why here in a minute. Now, if you buy it, they've got, if you already have a copy of Acrobat versus if you're getting it all brand new, they have preferential pricing, for example, for existing owners of the Acrobat suite where you can upgrade for a pretty reasonable price. And if you don't have it, you know, you can buy it anywhere from about $300 to $450. Now, as great as that is, personally, I recommend that you subscribe to the product, either the standard or the pro version, and it will run anywhere as cheap as about $12.99 to as expensive as $24.99, just depending on if you're willing to commit to a annual subscription or a monthly subscription and whether or not you want the standard or pro. All the bells and whistles, again, it's going to cost you about $25 a month. Now, there is another option here, which is the Adobe Creative Cloud, which is how I acquire this software. You know, I spend, I think it's like $50-$60 a month. I'm not exactly sure what. And for that, I get a full Creative Cloud license, which gives me access to the entire suite of Adobe products. And so I get Photoshop, I get Illustrator, I get Premiere, I get all these other additional tools that are really good for our business in that subscription. So if you are a company that is looking, or a creative individual that's looking to do more creative stuff, you probably would get better bang for your buck getting the Creative Cloud than choosing to license just this application. Although you can if you need to. And it's really just kind of up to you to know what version that you would like. You know, for me, again, the Creative Cloud, I want the pro version. So I get the high-end application of it. Now, this DC version is unlike the other versions that came from Adobe before. The DC again stands for Document Cloud. And the Document Cloud version does have a number of cloud technology solutions and functions on top of the already incredible Acrobat application. For example, it gives you the ability to host your documents in the Adobe data centers and in the Adobe Cloud. Now, what's nice about that is it gives you the ability to be able to start working on a PDF in one application on one computer, and then pause and pick up that application and that work on a separate computer. And they take care of all the syncing and sharing and all the facilitation of this stuff in the background. And you can take any document and store it up in the DC Cloud. I'll show you how that works here in a minute. In addition to the actual storage and syncing, it gives you the ability to do some other pretty nifty stuff. Okay, and in my opinion, this is what makes Acrobat different than the other applications. It gives you the Adobe Sign functionality, where you can send a document for signature, as well as e-sign any document. I do not print documents anymore for signature. I sign everything online, and it's super fast and super efficient. So it's something you might want to consider if you're, for example, already paying for another service like EchoSign or DocuSign. Well, guess what? You can get that same feature and function directly inside of Acrobat without having to buy an additional tool. And it also comes with all the updates and upgrades as they become available at no additional charge. If you just buy the product, you don't get those additional features or functions. You know, they just aren't made available to you. All right, so let's go ahead and have our first review question. All righty, Which of the following statements is true regarding Adobe Acrobat DC compared to prior versions of Acrobat? Alrighty. Is it Adobe Acrobat is only available as a cloud-based offering, whereas Acrobat was available as a desktop application? That is not correct. You can get it in both cloud as well as desktop, as well as mobile on both applications. Adobe DC is merely a name change for Acrobat. No, it is not. It is a special version of the application that Document Cloud is feature and functionality above and beyond the normal application. Is it Adobe DC is available both as a subscription and perpetual license compared to Acrobat, which was only available as a perpetual license? That is the correct answer. With DC, you can subscribe to it or you can choose to get it in a perpetual way. You know, kind of whatever is best for you and best for your organization, which is always nice to have that functionality and features. All right. So let's go ahead and take a look at our first major function of this, which is going to be the Microsoft Office integration. So this does not come with the Reader version. This is something that is going to come with the standard or pro version, is this integration with Microsoft Office. Okay. Now, Office, the application we've all known and loved, and is probably the staple of pretty much all of our work on a regular basis, you know, whether we're writing letters in Word or producing financial statements in Excel or creating presentations in PowerPoint, it's an application that is pretty much ubiquitous to any Western style organization. Well, Acrobat has an incredible and very, very, very useful integration with Office, which allows you to bring a lot of the features and power of Acrobat directly into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and more. It allows you, for example, to create PDFs in virtually one click from the Acrobat tab of the ribbon in whatever application you happen to work with. And it also brings in features of creating PDFs. For example, you can add protection. If you want to restrict editing or password protect or encrypt a document, you can do it all right inside of Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Okay. You could also send things out. You can use the send and track plugin in Microsoft Outlook as well as in other Office applications. So I can create a document and just send it to you. And with the tracking capabilities, I can see, hey, did Steve actually open it up or did he, just disregard that email? Okay. I can also, for example, send things out for signature directly inside of Word, one of my absolute favorite functions. So I can write the contract, the agreement, the engagement letter inside of Word, and then send it off to that person for review and consideration. Okay, we can also import in comments from PDF files into a source Word document. So if we happen to use Word to create our thing and we send it out for PDF for comment for other people, when they reply back on that PDF with comments, I can ingest those comments directly inside of Word to get those feedback from them. Okay. And we can also create very high quality PDFs. One of the things I really like about this application is the fact that we can choose what quality we will generate our PDFs in. Okay, so let's go ahead and switch over and take a look at what it looks like to create documents inside of Word and then be able to publish them out inside of Acrobat. Alrighty, so I am in a modern version of Microsoft Word here. Nothing fancy about it. I'm just running the Office 365 suite, and I do have the full version of Acrobat inside of Microsoft Word here. Okay, so I'm running the full version. We're going to take a look at Acrobat here in a minute. But I want to draw your attention to when you are working inside of Word, Excel, PowerPoint, or any of these applications, and you have the full version, either the standard or pro version of Acrobat installed, you're going to get this friendly little Acrobat toolbar right up here up at the top. And so we could see here from this Acrobat toolbar, which will typically be the most right of the toolbar, you'll see in here, we can, for example, create our PDFs automatically. We can access our preferences. And then we also have a range of other workflows, like, for example, creating a PDF and sharing it or mail merging it, sending it off for review or comment, and also running custom actions inside of it. Let's go ahead and take a look at our preferences in here, just to kind of give you a sense of what you can do. So inside of our preferences for Acrobat inside of Word, all the stuff that we would come to expect, for example, what type of document to create. By default, it's going to create a standard document. However, because I have the premium version, the full version, the pro version, I also have availability to create other types of documents too, including things that are compliance driven. For example, that PDFA and PDFX. Now, for most of you, that's probably not going to mean much. But for those of you who are in the printing or graphic design business, you know, those are standards essentially for publishing. And I can print right out of Word to meet those exact compliance standards in either the RGB or CMYK color set. I can also choose my personal favorite, which is smallest file size. 99 times out of 100 when I'm creating a document, I'm not creating it for myself. I'm creating it to what? I'm creating it to send it to somebody else. As such, if I can make it smaller so it can send through email, the better. So if I use the conversion size, smallest size possible, it is going to preemptively and proactively compress the images and make the document as small as it can possibly be. And it could be the difference of several megabytes in size. I've written books, for example, that have tons of screenshots and tons of other things inside of it that will make it a big file. But if I select the smallest file size, you know what? It makes that and it shrinks that document down so that I can send it through email. So selecting that smallest size possible is something I personally would recommend, and it's a good tip. Now, other options that we can do with respect to our workflow, whether or not we open up the Adobe application afterwards so that we can preview our work or just save it quietly, whether or not we should prompt for a file name, whether or not we should collect and convert different document information, and other stuff too. If we come down here to our application settings, whether or not we should include the source file. If we select that particular option, it will actually include the Excel file, the PowerPoint document, the Word file in the actual PDF itself. So the original file will be in there. Now, one of my other major favorite functions is this create bookmarks. I'm going to talk about more about that in a moment. But in a nutshell, what that create bookmarks allows you to do is it allows you to bring in navigation. If you look over here to the right hand side, you'll see that I've got a listing of the different sections of my document. And if you click on these different sections, it will jump you to where you're supposed to go. Okay. And in for me, especially when you're creating a big old PDF, you know, creating that kind of, let's call it organization, is essential for navigating a big old document. So creating bookmarks and adding links, in my opinion, are two of the best features of the Adobe integration. We'll talk about that here in a minute. When you're setting up your documents, you need to be a little proactive, but with a little proactivity on your part, it's going to make the PDF generation so much easier. Now, if we switch over here to our security right from Word, this is where we can start to apply security settings. So by default, it's going to be at that 128-bit AES, advanced encryption standards for what you're working with, and it'll be compatible with people running Adobe Acrobat 7 or later. To put it into perspective, Adobe Acrobat 7 probably came out in 2000, so, you know, I think that's pretty reasonable. I think it's reasonable to assume most people have a device that's at least in the last 20 years. So if we want to create a password for somebody to be able to open this document, whether or not we want to restrict their ability to be able to edit this document, we have that functionality present right here. Now, it's important to note, we'll talk more about this in a future podcast, best practices with respect to security for documents. There's a difference between a password to open the document and a password to change the document. You can have one or both or neither if you want. Most of the time I have neither. I'm just sending stuff and you can open it, you know. But if it's something secured with maybe confidential information, well, I can put a password. And when I put a password up here, this encrypts the document. It prevents this document from just being opened by anybody. Now, if you're going to do this, make sure you choose a long and strong password. There's a direct correlation in a password strength with its length and complexity. You know, a 5-character password is practically worthless, you know, but you put in a 20-character password and then you send that password through another communication method. Like if you're going to email this document, don't email the password as well, text it or call them. You're probably going to be okay. Now, down here, we have our restrict access settings. So if I want to, for example, prevent somebody from being able to print this, or whether or not I want to prevent them from being able to make changes, this is where I can add workflow authentication, workflow security to that item itself. Now, I mentioned a little bit ago how you can create organization inside of your documents. And it's actually super simple. I'm going to go ahead and remove this real quick, and then we're going to come back and add it here in a minute. So let me just go ahead and delete it. And we're going to add our table of contents here in a minute. Now, to add organization in your documents, it is super, super simple. And it's something I don't see it enough financial professionals doing. You know, they just kind of are always manually creating things on their own. Like, for example, selecting text and then selecting the font size and putting in the colors and adjusting the boldness instead of using styles. Okay. Right smack dab here on the home tab, right in the middle, you'll see you've got this styles section. Okay. And you'll notice you will always have a title slide, a subtitle, heading 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so on and so forth. All you have to do to create bookmarks and links inside of your document is to use these style options. And it will not only create that organization for you, but it will also make your life so much easier, because instead of having to select the text and then coming over here and selecting the font you want and selecting the size and whether or not it should be bolded and doing all that one by one, all you have to do is select the text and hit heading 1. Or hit heading 2 or 3. And you notice as I start to change these different items, it will automatically adjust that style and that visual appearance for us. So to use navigation, to use hierarchy, to use links, all you have to use are these styles. And as you're writing your different documents, you select what you want. Like this is a heading 1 as an example. Now, if you've got something minor inside of it, you know, like in this section here, do you want to use the cloud with your license? Okay, this section is a heading 2, and you'll see it's kind of jut over. It doesn't get the same promotion that a heading 1 would get. And likewise, if we keep going down here, you'll eventually see, for example, heading 3 and heading 4 and heading 5 as we work through the different aspects of our document. And as we select different headers, you know, in this particular case, you'll notice on the right side in the navigation plane, it will correspondingly move in or out as needed. Now, when we want to add our table of contents, we can do it at any point in the document, but it's always best to do it right at the beginning. Come to a blank page, come on over here to the references menu. On the left-hand side, you'll see table of contents listed, and then you can choose the table of contents that you would like. And it'll drop that in automatically. Now, if you make a change, for example, you can click this update table and it will update that table correspondingly for you. Now, going forward, all you have to do is come on over here to the Acrobat tab and click that create PDF. And when you click that create PDF, it will generate a new version of that file for you. So let's go ahead and save that here. And that new version will also have the links inside of it. So we'll just give that a second here to create, and then you're going to see it's going to open up in Acrobat. Okay. So that is a little bit with respect to that Office integration and some of the really kind of cool things that you can do with it. And while this document creates, let's go ahead and have another review question. Okay. Which of the following statements is true regarding the differences between Adobe Acrobat Reader DC and Acrobat Standard DC? Okay. Is it Acrobat Reader DC can create PDFs where Standard cannot? Absolutely not. Standard can create documents where Reader cannot. Is it Adobe Acrobat Standard DC can create PDFs where Adobe Acrobat Reader cannot? Yes, that is correct. Standard and Pro can create, Reader cannot. Okay. Both Adobe Acrobat Reader DC and Adobe Standard DC can open and edit PDFs. Well, that is correct. Reader can open up and can do very limited editing, but Standard is the one that can open and pretty much do anything that we would want there. So that is your correct answer. The correct answer for this particular one would be the second answer, where Standard can create PDFs where Adobe Reader cannot create PDFs. All right, let's go ahead and switch back over here and take a look at that document that we just created. All righty. So here is that outputted PDF. And if we scroll down just a little bit here, you will notice that we've got our beautiful table of contents. And because we enabled the bookmark and link option, when I click on something, it takes me directly in that document where I'm supposed to go. Likewise, if we click over here on the left-hand side, and you'll notice you've got this little like little flag looking thing. Well, that little flag looking thing is your bookmarks. If you click this, you will have a nice navigatable document that you can then peruse and kind of go anywhere inside of the document as you wish. So, my opinion, one of the absolute best features of that Word integration. Now, a couple other things I do want to draw your attention to with respect to Acrobat inside of the Office application. Okay, from the Home tab over here, notice right in the middle, you've got some additional Adobe options. You've got Create and Share PDF. So that's another way that you can create your PDF automatically. And you also get my personal favorite, Request Signatures. Now, I'm going to save that for another day. But in this particular function, in one click, we can send this off for e-signature from somebody else. And it's easy peasy. They can sign this document on their mobile phone, on their computer. They don't even have to download or install Acrobat. But if you deal with agreements at all, this is the easiest way of handling it. Now, a couple other functions over here on the Acrobat toolbar that you should be familiar with. Okay. And I mentioned these, but I just want to expand upon it a little bit more. We've got our create and share functionality. We've got our review and comment functionality and create and run functionality. Okay. These are workflow centric. We can, for example, create workflows that will support specific actions. You know, in our create and run actions section, we can kick off a workflow that will check and ensure the document is accessible for people with disabilities. We can, for example, use other workflows for archiving purposes or publishing sensitive information or optimizing for distribution, the web, or if it's a scanned document. And what these actions do is they kick off additional functionality inside of Acrobat to make your life a little bit easier. Let's say, for example, it is creating and sharing. Well, if we click this option and we save this document again, okay, it's not only going to generate the PDF in this particular instance, but it's also going to open up the Acrobat functionality that will allow you to digitally send this to somebody else. So Adobe has tried to find all these kind of little, let's say, things that you would normally need to do manually, and they've tried to create different ways that they can automate this to save you a little bit of headache and a little bit of hassle with respect to working. Okay, so in this particular instance, it created that PDF, and then now we have that option to be able just to go and share it. Likewise, the sensitive information will walk through and it will ask you if you want to redact any portion of your document. Or if it's the comment one, it will create it and send it out for other people, but specifically giving them the ability to be able to comment on it. Okay, that is the Word and the Excel integration. The PowerPoint works identically. We're just going to take a look at the Word one here. And for our, let's say our, the next 10, 15 minutes of this, I really just want to get you acquainted with some of the major functions. And then we in future podcasts are going to look at each one of these piece by piece. Okay. So one of the things that you're going to notice with respect to the PDF Acrobat application here is that the user interface is much different than it was in prior editions of Acrobat. You'll notice, for example, up at the top toolbar, they have removed substantially all the major menu options. We just have File, Edit, View, Sign, Window, and Help. They have moved all the tools into their own home screen. So from the home screen, we can see, for example, the different documents that we've worked on. And if we want to work with any of those specific tools, we would come over here to the tool screen. So this is going to be where we would access, for example, our creation, our combination, our editing, our signature, our form, our stamps, our comments, the standards, all of these different components. This is where all of those would be. The home screen, on the other hand, is just really kind of focused on organization of the documents themselves. And from the home screen, it's organized into a couple of different areas. We can see, for example, our recent documents. We could see documents that we have starred or things that are of particular interest, you know, that we essentially want to keep on top. Likewise, when we would star an email in Gmail, for that matter. We could see the stuff that we have scanned. One of the really cool things that you get with the standard and pro version is the Adobe Scan app for your iPhone or Android. And you can scan stuff directly into it. We can also navigate and find the different files on our computer and open them up this way, as you would expect. We can also access the documents in our document cloud here. Okay, and I'll talk more about that here in a moment. But these are different documents that I've essentially uploaded to Adobe DC and anywhere that I'm logged in, whether they be on my cell phone or my iPad or on my computer, I can access these different documents. DC can also integrate and pull data in from a number of other places. So a number of cloud document providers, Box, Dropbox, Google Drive, OneDrive, and SharePoint, not a problem. We can go ahead and click Add SharePoint, for example, and we can pull in those documents directly from 365. Likewise, we can also see things that have been shared by us and shared from us to other people. And we can also see any sort of agreements that we have signed. An agreement is really just anything with a signature on it. All right. Now, we are going to look at each one of these piece by piece over the course of the coming series here, but I want just to kind of give you a general sense of the functionality that is available to create and work with inside of Acrobat. So they've organized these tools in two different ways. You've got this home screen, and then on the right, you've got your quick access kind of toolbar that you can just pick up, for example. And if you use, you know, this particular certificates functionality a lot, you can just drag your icons over. One of the nice things about this is that it knows who you are. It knows, for example, that I am logged in and this is my account. And so it's going to always keep Acrobat between the different computers I use always in sync with the files as well as how I use the application, which is one of the things I really like. Now, you can't add icons here, you know, so if you're not seeing a function that you would like, this would be where, you know, you can't necessarily add additional features, but you can reorganize them, and you can also bring them over here to the right-hand side if you'd like for that. And if there is a function that you don't like, you know, let's say, for example, the certificates here, and you don't use that function, you can go ahead and remove that shortcut and it'll take it off the right hand side. But otherwise, the tools screen is what you see here. You can also search for particular tools as well. So if you don't know, like, oh, I want to create a PDF, you know, and you can't find that particular icon, you can just start typing in create, and it's going to show you all the relevant things around creation, which is probably going to be what you're looking for. Now, the tools themselves are grouped into a couple of major categories. Okay, so we've got our creating and editing. Now, in the creating and editing, this is going to be all around document creation, as exactly as it sounds. We can create a document, for example, from a number of different sources, from a single file, from multiple files. We can even directly scan something in. We can look at and actually download a whole web page, as well as take stuff from our clipboard, or even just start from scratch, for that matter. We can also combine documents. Combine documents, for example, will allow us to take, you know, a Word file, an Excel file, a PowerPoint file, a picture, and we can combine them all into the same one. We can organize our documents in terms of adjusting the page order, adding pages, extracting pages, replacing pages, and putting them in place. We can edit our PDF in terms of actually editing the physical text of that document, either adding pictures, changing text, removing text, so on and so forth. With the standard and pro version, we can export. You know, let's say, for example, we got our document here. This case is a copy of the book. And you know what? It'd be really great if I could take this back to Word. One of the newer features that have been added is this export PDF, where I can take a PDF as an example here, and I can take it out. And so I can take it back to Word. I can take it, if it's, for example, a spreadsheet, back into spreadsheet format. And there's even other formats that are provided here, including just plain old text if we'd like. To be fair, mileage will vary. You know, if it's a handwritten, you know, receipt, you're not going to get nearly as much mileage, and it's not nearly as going to be as well organized as if it were be like a file that was always digital to begin with, like this book as an example. Now, everything up here is about creating and editing of those actual documents, and we're going to look at each individual function shortly. Now, we can also do stuff around signatures. Now, this is technically still, in my opinion, really kind of editing and modifying it, but it is definitely separate functionality that we would want to use around kind of like signing and reviewing a document. And there's a couple of different things. I tend to use this fill and sign here the most. One of the really cool things about this fill and sign is that you can take any document for that matter. Let's take an 8879 as an example. This is the e-file signature and authorization. And let's just say my tax preparer sends it to me and says, hey, can you sign this so that I can e-file your return? Well, I can take any document, you know, and I can treat it like a form. If I open up the fill and sign as an example here, this is going to be where I can go ahead and I can drop in and, you know, go ahead and say, you know, my my name and put in all the necessary information to be able to work on this particular form. Okay. Oops, here we go. It's always great if you can type. Okay, we could essentially at any point of this, you know, kind of create all the necessary pieces. So, you know, I can go ahead and put in this number, and anywhere that it was a normal form, we can go ahead and fill it in like a normal form. And I love this because it essentially eliminates my need of having to create my own form. And I also love it because it eliminates my need of being able to print. I can even, for example, sign things, which are really great too. So I can grab a signature for that matter and just plop it down anywhere on that form where I would normally need to sign. And, you know, I can go ahead and put in whatever I would need here. So that fill in sign is my favorite of the forms, the signature ones. The other ones I use quite often are the Adobe sign. And we're going to spend a special session on that, which essentially is e-signature services. So if you're working with agreements and you need to ensure that that signature is valid, that's how you can go ahead and send it out. Comparable services to this would be EchoSign and DocuSign. And if I'm going to create a form, you know, as an example, that 8879 here, let's go ahead and open that up one more time. You know, maybe I need to, for example, not only just do this for myself, but what if I am a tax preparer and I need to, you know, have lots of clients sign this? Well, one of the things that I can do with this is that I can also set this up for other people to be able to fill and sign as well. Okay. And so one of the things that I can do with this is that I can come on over here. I can select this prepare form and I can create, I can even say if they need signatures on this, is that I can actually have it read through here and create all the fill-inable sections for other people to be able to fill in. It might take a little bit of editing to do, but it's not hard to do it. Now down here, we've got our share and review. Okay. Well, if we want to send something out for review and comment, this would be how I would do it. And, you know, if it's a big old document, like a, you know, book, you know, that might be 50, 60 megabytes in size. Well, instead of having to try to find a way of emailing it, I can use the DC, the document cloud functionality of this, and easily be able to distribute that document. Likewise, I can send something out for comment. I can comment on that actual document myself, you know, so if I want to, again, put a little sticky note to something, I can. And we'll talk about all the really kind of cool things you can do with the editing, including one of my other favorite functions, which are stamps, you know, so if I want to give it a big old seal of Steve, seal of approval, CP Today seal of approval, I can go ahead and do that as well. Now, down here, these are the features I don't think get enough love and attention, which are around our standardization and protection. So understanding how to actually create a document that is securable. So password protecting and the different standards that go into that. And also other advanced functionality would be around the actions of this, you know, so creating custom workflows or indexes or creating really complex forms. There really kind of is no limit with respect to what you can do with Acrobat. It is just, in my opinion, from a digital paper standpoint, just a really, really compelling application to use. Whether you're creating PDFs from Word, Excel, PowerPoint, whether you are editing an existing PDF to fix a slight mistake or an error or to change out pages or to, you know, for example, rearrange and reorganize pages, you know, so that if you want to essentially get it into a particular order, let's see, we'll come over here to tools and select our organized pages. Okay. we can do them inside of Acrobat. There really is no other application that gives you the power of being able to work with digital documents in the way that Acrobat can. So I'm really excited to be able to explore this functionality with you, because I just don't think enough people know how to use this well. And we're also going to explore some, for example, down here, some of these more custom things. Like, in my opinion, the action wizard's a pretty cool thing. You know, when we want to create, for example, different actions of organization in this, you know, whether it be, for example, do this, do this, do this, it's almost like a what you see is what you get type of environment, a WYSIWYG environment, where you can essentially create these really powerful workflows for managing documents and inside of your organization. And let's face it, there isn't an organization today that's not using Acrobat in a very meaningful way, or at least PDFs in a very meaningful way. Now, as great as Acrobat is, we should also be aware that there are other functionalities in other applications which are also pretty cool as well. And I want to, in this particular section, not just take a look at Acrobat, but also look at some of the other really cool open source tools that you can use that can mimic many of the functions that you would find in Acrobat right away. And one of those is going to be the Adobe creation, or not the Adobe creation, but the PDF creation side of this, actually creating those documents. There are other really kind of cool tools that you could use to create your documents that are not something that are present inside of Acrobat. It's another tool that you can use for free to generate those. And so we're going to look primarily at Acrobat, but we're also going to be exploring other functions as well. So lots more to come on that, but I think that's a good point for today. And hopefully start whet your appetite for some of the other things that we can cover in this series going forward. Alrighty, let's go ahead and have our final review question for the day, and then we will go ahead and wrap up on this. Okay. Which of the following is true regarding using Adobe Acrobat DC on a mobile device? The Adobe app is automatically logs you in according to your subscription level. Yes, that is true. You could sign documents from your mobile device. You can also do that as well. The Adobe app can access your documents stored in the Adobe Cloud. Yes, you can do that. The correct answer for all of these is true. So all the above would be true. So what did we learn today? Well, today we looked at the major ways of acquiring Adobe Acrobat and the differences between the versions. You've got your standard, your pro, and then your free. The free being the reader version, which is great for just consumption and basic feedback of documents. Standard or pro is going to be what you need for doing any sort of meaningful work with the application, including creating and editing them. Okay, we took a quick walkthrough and introduction of the application and some of the major functionalities that are present in that standard and pro version. Okay, and we also looked at some of the different ways that we can generate PDFs using the Acrobat plugin for Microsoft Office. Now, in future, we are going to go into each and every functionality of Standard and Pro. We're going to start off by taking a look at the creation and editing, and then we're going to go through forms, we're going to go through e-signature, and a whole bunch more. And we're also going to take a look at some alternatives to Acrobat, which can provide similar functionality. Acrobat's got, admittedly, a pretty high price for some folks. So what other products are on the market that can do stuff like Acrobat that are either lower cost or completely free? Now, I want to remind you that today's class is available for CPE credit. So if you are a financial professional, whether you are a CPA, an enrolled agent, a certified financial planner, a lawyer, or others, guess what? You can earn a credit for just listening to today's podcast. It's super, super simple. After listening to today's podcast, either on your mobile device or iPad or watching on your computer, head on over to cpetoday.com and use course code AAA1. That is 3 A's and 1, all about Acrobat One. Okay, you'll take a short 5-question quiz. It'll take you 2 minutes. You'll breeze right through it, and you will then get a credit certificate for today's podcast. It's super simple. It's a great way of staying on top of your education and a great way of being able to get credits for just listening or to a podcast or watching a YouTube video. If you like our content, and I hope you do, please consider reaching out and connecting with us on social media. You could find us on pretty much every social media channel at CPE Today. We'd love for you to leave a comment, give us some ideas for other courses and podcasts that you might want to hear in future episodes as well. We are broadcasting this live twice a week, most weeks on Tuesdays and Fridays at 11 o'clock. You can watch live on YouTube and Facebook. And you know what? Don't fret, though, if you cannot catch us live. Don't worry. We are available on the podcast platform of your choosing. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many, many others. And in almost all circumstances, you are able to find us using the name CPE Today. It is my absolute pleasure being with you here today. Thank you so much for your time and attention, and I look forward to seeing you back in the office again soon.